Rabandia. Nebele ketele yandarariya sute oja nandis kapro da bazendele katura mandi yandarariya soto osha e ya 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 e rana masutu grebe kushandarariya suya kata ramande. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you, God, that you are the one who helps us to see clearly. Thank you that as your people listen today, that you will bring clarity and direction to the vision that you have given them. And we will be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the credit. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you again for joining me on Open Pockets. I am Ruth Ann Johnson, and this is where I get to share with you some of the principles I've learned from the Word of God. I believe that if we apply them to our lives, we'll be better stewards of the financial resources God has entrusted to us, and we'll be able to seal up some of the holes in our pockets. So today, we're going to be talking about money magnet again, but this time, I want to encourage us to write the vision and make it plain. As we approach the end of the year, I want to encourage us to start putting pen to paper. That's what my mom would say. She said, you know, put pen to paper and, you know, lay out the vision. Yeah, lay out the vision for the next year. Don't wait until January to do it. Don't wait until January to do it. And so I'm going to be reading from Habakkuk 2, verse 2, and it's going to be three versions. So the NLT version says, "Then the Lord said to me, write my answer plainly on tablets so that a runner can carry the correct message to others." It says in the Message version, "And then God answered, write this, write what you see, write it out in big block letters so that it can be read on the run." And then the Easy version says, "The Lord answered me, he said, write down what I will show you. Make the message very clear on the place where you write it. Then someone can easily read it and he can tell the message to other people." Yeah. So if you're not familiar with Habakkuk, in Habakkuk chapter 1, the prophet complained to God about the injustice and the wickedness in Babylon. And here is God responding to him in chapter 2. And God says, listen, what I'm about to tell you, I need you to write it down. Right? So I want to ask, do you have a vision for your life? Do you have a vision for your organization or for your family? It's time to write it down. Yeah, it's time for us to write those things down. And for the person who says, you know, I don't know what to write, the scripture said, the scripture that I just read, it says, write what you see. And one version says, you know, God says, write what I will show you. Yeah, write it down. Whatever God showed you, he may have showed you in a dream, a vision. He may have given you an impression as you were having a conversation and you felt like this person was giving you counsel or direction. Write it down. Write it down. The truth is, when it comes to financial stewardship, what does this have to do with it? The truth is, there are many ways to execute a vision, and we need financial resources to do it. Regardless of the method that we choose to use to execute the vision, it always involves money. It always involves finances, right? And so when we write down our vision, we have to be intentional. So I want to encourage us, don't be vague, be specific, make it plain. And the reason why I'm saying that we should be specific and make it plain is because I believe that that's going to help us to be able to formulate our questions and to better assess not just the amount of finances that we need or the amount of resources that we need, but it will also help us to determine the quality of the resources that we'll need to execute it, right? If we don't know how to ask the right questions, I believe that sometimes what happens is that we end up paying way more than we should, or way more than we have to, way more than we need to get the vision executed. And sometimes we also pay more because, we cut corners to try to save money. But I believe that the depth or the detail of the vision that we write down, it will indirectly determine our SOP or, our standard operating procedures. It indirectly determines the quality of what we will look to purchase, or, it indirectly determines that. The truth is that life happens and some things are unavoidable. They are. However, I want to encourage us to find a way to eliminate unnecessary problems. And how do we do this? One of the ways that we do this is that, we don't cut corners. Because we don't want to cut corners and then end up having to spend money to replace things that if we had done it properly the first time, we could have avoided that expense. And the vision is what is going to help us to dictate what that standard or what that quality should be, right? And so this is what I want to charge us with today. It's very simple. I am praying that as we write down the vision that God gives us, as we pause before the year ends, Masubranda, to sit and write down the vision for our family, for our organization, the plan for the upcoming year, or wherever you are in your planning stage, right? I am praying that as you sit to write it down, I'm praying that the Lord will give you insight. I'm praying that the Lord will bring clarity to what you have seen. That is my prayer for you today. Yeah. So that you won't have to waste money on unnecessary things because you're clear. Right? Yeah. I hope that this message was a blessing to you. And again, I am Ruth Ann, and I want to say thank you for joining me here on Open Pockets. God bless you. Bye.